Welcome back to Diamond Gems. I am excited. We have a very special guest here. Fuck all the intro shit. Guess who's back, baby? It is the legend, the much asked for, much requested Yankees fan that's wearing a Detroit Tigers hat. Greg Fulton is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We got him.
It's good to be back. The intro is fire.
Thank you. Do you like now that we just kind of sit awkwardly on camera while the intro music plays?
I don't know. You could do something fun with that. You could dance. You were dancing, busting a move.
I was trying to dance a little bit, you know, shake it up, make it fun. A lot of the people still are just listeners, though, Greg. They don't all watch the video. So we talk about what we're doing on camera a lot, and then the people that are just not, are only listening, just get isolated. But that's okay.
There's room for the imagination there.
For sure. So, Greg, why don't you just, like, give us an update on your life? You know, how are things? What have you been up to, man? We've missed you.
That's a loaded question. I guess the most exciting thing is I'm going on a big vacation in about 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
That's not really how I've been. That's how I will be.
Where to?
We're going to, Ashley and I are going to Scotland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that, like, the motherland or something for one of you?
Distant for both of us.
Yeah, like a white person motherland for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Besides that, though, just working, taking care of the dog, taking care of the wife, sleeping. That's about it.
That's the essentials, right?
Yeah, the Canadian dream.
All right. Well, this is our most exciting episode of the year, our favorite one to do, the one that always gets the most hype. We are very excited to announce that this is officially our player award episode predictions, and it's gonna be a good time. I'm just gonna start out by talking about all of the incredible success that we've had in past, just to build our credibility a little bit for the new listeners that aren't already coming here being like, all right, this is exactly where I need to place my money. I know for sure that these guys are going to make me rich this year. So, 2021. Isaac shaking his head. Don't take financial advice from any of us. 2021. Cy Young, Corbin Burns. Jacob selected him. MVP 2021. Shohei Ohtani. Your boy, the feature of the episode. Greg Fulton picked Shohei Ohtani. That was, at the time, a bit of a reach. I don't have the odds that we bet them at that time, but I know that that was a pretty deep dive at that point. He was not a favorite. And I remember kind of thinking when you actually picked him, too, we were kind of like, that seems a little wild. You know, he hasn't really proved himself yet on either side of the ball. So, anyways, Greg picked Shohei. I think that's still, to this day, the best pick. Isaac picked Randy Arozarena, the legend. Just because people also think Randy bandwagoners.
You just ignore Greg.
No, what did you say, Greg?
Oh, it wasn't going to be anything worthwhile. I was going to say with the Shohei pick, I feel like that was the easiest one I've ever made. That was the least amount of thought I put into a pick.
I mean, now it seems like now he's the favorite, right? But then, like I'm saying, 2021, you have to realize this is like he had come off a couple injury-prone seasons and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it was impressive. And then, yeah, Isaac picked Randy as Rookie of the Year just to prove to everyone that we are not Randy bandwagoners. We've been about Randy since, you know, but we were on Randy
day
before
one.
He had that, like, bubble postseason.
We were on Randy the day he got called up.
Yeah.
In, was that
like August or something?
First day of September, or was that late August?
I think it was late August.
I think that was mid-August.
2020. Yeah. We don't fuck around.
Before he had an at bat,
we've been riding Randy.
We were like, this guy. This is the guy. Ate chicken and rice for 14 days straight.
AKA
allegedly.
Steroids.
Yeah. He's been our god ever since.
Exactly. 2022, we got both of the Cy Youngs, the American League and the National League. I selected Justin Verlander, who was fresh off of Tommy John surgery, at plus 1600. That hit. That was nice. At plus 1600, Isaac also picked the the new, I guess the modern day ace. I don't. It's not modern day. It's like he's a throwback.
He's a gold standard, a platinum standard of pitching, is what he is.
Sandy Alcantara. Isaac nailed it. He knew he was going to be throwing complete games, no problem. Already has a complete game. It's his second one. We'll see if anyone picks him this year. MVP last year, Greg picked Judge. Judge was plus 1,800. That was another bit of an interesting pick to predict. Not even his success. We've always known he's incredible. But Greg, how did you know that he was going to be healthy for an entire season for like the first time in his career?
Just got the inside scoop, I guess. Yeah. Like I said before, Judge, Shohei, they were listening. They knew they had to back up my pick. That's why.
Also, it was actually you saying, you picking him, that inspired him to start doing yoga, I think, right?
Something like that. I actually would say the Sandy and JV picks last year were longer shots than my MVP picks. When you guys picked them, I thought there's not a shot in hell.
Yeah.
No offense.
Justin Verlander was a bit of a wild pick. I mean, the guy's 40 years old, but, you know, we know what we're talking about, people.
Tommy John.
Yeah, coming off Tommy John. And then Greg picked the favorite for Rookie of the Year, Julio Rodriguez, and that hit as well. So we have had some success in the past. We will hope to continue that success with our 2023 predictions. Where should we start off, boys? What's like the least exciting one that we should start with?
Are we doing batting title?
Build up. Oh, I actually forgot about that. Did I suggest that in the chat today?
Okay, fuck that one.
Do you guys have picks for batting title? Because I'll come up with one off the cuff.
I did. I picked one. I picked a couple, but it's...
I picked one too.
It's fine. I don't...
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. You guys start, and then I'll pick some random person off the top of my head.
Oh, I'm going... We're doing AL-NL for that as well, right? Or are we just doing one?
I have one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, are we doing... Where do you want to lead first, AL or NL?
I don't think it matters.
You're the captain here. Pick a route.
All right, we'll do NL because mine's kind of boring as hell for NL. Like, it's just a guy that's going to have the best batting average. And to me, that's just the guy that only hits singles, and that's Luis Urias on Miami Marlins.
Pick the favorite.
Okay. Let's get a guy that probably will bat, that potential will bat 320, 330, and do it incredibly quietly.
Yeah.
Like, so, go with that.
Okay.
Who do you have, Jacob?
Well I'm gonna see right now if on like Bet365 if I can get the live odds for
there's no odds for batting title on Bet365. They have most hits. I mean, most hits can give you an
of,
idea
of like who might be up there.
I mean, you have to have a lot of hits.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know the odds for it then, but I'm gonna take Freddie Freeman. I feel like that's a good pick. He's like a safe bet to bat over 300 every year.
It's at least, if anybody that's in the 290 category has the potential to be a 320 guy that could potentially lead the league in batting average. So that's kind of a dying award, though, in a way. Like,
not
I love that
Buck
award,
Martinez.
But at the same time, it's like, yes.
Okay.
If you ask Buck Martinez who's going to win the batting title, he will tell you Dalton Varsho.
Or Matt Chapman.
I'm convinced. Or Matt Chapman.
We've kind of figured out that Buck... Sorry, Greg, go ahead.
No hometown bias at all.
Yeah, no.
No.
He generally just picks his favorite like white guy on the Jays, and that's like his dude. Like every year, he's like, that's my guy. I like Kevin Kiermaier. I like Dalton Varsho. I like... Those are his guys.
I don't know if you saw the game last night, but he came into the game as a defensive substitution, I believe.
He did.
And he just made the most routine play in left field, just like caught a regular-ass fly ball. And he was like, he is the gold standard of baseball. I was like, we've had him for a week, and okay.
We batted like 235 last year, but for some reason, for Dalton Varsho, he's willing to look past batting average, which is normally his go-to.
His go-to thing. Yeah. All right, should we flip over to the AL?
I guess we should.
For a batting title?
Yep. Lead it off.
Start it?
Sure. So I picked Yordan Alvarez.
That seems like a
as
good pick.
The batting title... kind of flyer, and I have I'll get into it later in potentially why I picked him for batting title. He needs to lead. He needs to lead a category of something. So I think he's gonna. I think he has potential to hit 330. He's got to stay on the field, do his reps. Like, he has a high potential guy, and he's. I think he cracked the 300 mark once only in his career. But yeah, I think he's. This is his year. So
I like it.
For AL, I'll slide in here. I actually have Wander Franco as batting title champ. I think he's going to put it together. Mm. This could be, not to give anything away for me, but he could compete for the AL most valuable player. Could.
He's off to an incredible start so far.
Yeah. I think last year Isaac picked him for AL MVP. I think he's just going to potentially be a little year late on his bust out.
I mean, he was disappointing last year. He had a lot of injuries. The power kind of disappeared. But, I mean, the potential and contact ability has always been there. Yeah. So, yeah.
But, yeah, we knew last year that was a flyer, though. And because I'm pretty sure I even said when I picked him, I was like, well, his power potential hasn't developed yet. So it is a long shot. And just kind of as almost as anticipated, his power was absolutely not there for that award. So,
yeah.
I mean, this could be the year. Batting title is a good pick for him too, because he does have really good bat to ball skills. So, Jacob, who are you going with?
Oh man, I'm looking at the hit leaders here. I'm not really seeing anyone I'm loving. And you know what? I have fantasy stock of him. He's on my favorite team. I'm just gonna go with Bo Bichette. Why not? These are my two completely unprepared picks. I love how I suggested this as a new category to you guys, and then I just didn't pick anyone.
Or did Greg?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay. I don't. For some reason, I thought it was you. But okay.
No, it was me.
Batting champ.
There you go. Lock it.
Are we starting from the bottom? Should we go home run champ now?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, well, who wants to lead that one?
I can
lead
this one off, probably, because I actually, I prepared for this one. I'm going to go ahead and say that Mike Trout is going to be healthy this season, and he's going to lead the American League in home runs.
I love Mike Trout. Love Mike Trout, but last year at the end of the year, they said he might have had a career-ending, what was it, a back or a hamstring injury? Yes, he's back, but I just don't think he's going to be Mike Trout.
Mm.
I don't hate the pick. I just think that
you can hate the pick. You don't have to
hate the pick.
The injuries are going to come. I just don't think it's going to be a winner chicken dinner.
Well, I'll just say this: last year, in 119 games, he hit 40 home runs, so he doesn't even need a ton of bulk to contend. 40 home runs is not easy to achieve. I mean, the obvious pick after a guy hits 62 home runs is to just take Aaron Judge. But, you know, I like to mix it up. I like to try not to take the favorite. So, I'm taking Mike Trout. Let's not forget what a incredible baseball player Mike Trout is.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I also had Judge leading in home runs last year, which is why he was going to get the MVP. So just throwing that another credibility source out there.
Yeah, I didn't find the home run king ones. I guess I didn't
see. I'll get mine over with because I'm kind of surprised by Jacob's pick, because I said 40 home runs in 119 games as well is the reason that I'm going with Mike Trout. And look, okay. We can say the health, but if he somehow eclipses 130 games, he has 45 home runs, potentially. He's turned his game into, like, pure power plus average and just thrown stolen bases out the window for, like, the past four seasons. And Mike Trout also, I think he'd be one of the first people in the AL to win MVP four times if he won MVP this year. And I think he has one more MVP in him. I'm not sure if it's this year, but I think he will put up another healthy season at some point. I'm going with the luck of Aaron Judge last year of being healthy, that this will happen to Mike Trout as well. I think he can eclipse 130 games, and if he does that, I think he'll lead the AL in home runs. So I'm also going with that. Kind of wanted to change my pick after you said Mike Trout, but
you had too many good reasons. With one.
Yeah. So Greg, who is your AL home run king? That Mike Trout feels it's stupid, but it feels like a flyer.
So
it shouldn't feel like a flyer.
I agree.
And we have two of us picking the same one.
Yeah.
So for me, it came down to two guys. Neither of which were Mike Trout or Aaron Judge. One of them that I decided between was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Could be the year he puts it together. The other one is actually also from the AL West. It is Yordan Alvarez, and I didn't think he would go unpicked to this point. I actually picked Vladdy. I also put his number that he's going to hit at 49.
Wow.
Damn.
So on the books, it is Vladdy.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
I think he hits the ball very, very hard.
Just generally into
very
the
hard
right now.
He hits lots of ground balls. I think I honestly think Vladdy is a real contender for a batting title as mm-hmm. well.
He's in here in terms of hits. Like when you look at the
yeah. I don't know about like I think he can eclipse 40 home runs, but I don't even the AL. I don't think that's enough. We'll see. I mean that's a fun pick. I'd like to
do you,
root for
do
that.
Do you think anyone hits 50?
It's a good pick.
I think Aaron Judge could.
There's too many good players in the league.
And Mike Trout. I think obviously, because I picked him. He has to. If Aaron Judge is going to hit 50, Mike Trout also has to. So,
the highest upside is obviously Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. Shohei could also... I think there's going to be a few guys that hit 40 home runs. And... we'll see. It's going to be tight all the way. I don't know if someone hits 50 this year.
I'm pretty sure.
But it would be a massive step back if Aaron Judge plays a full season and hits 12 less home runs. So
I think when I looked up the odds and just like listening to other podcasts and people picking home run champs and stuff, I think the over-under for a lot of people for Aaron Judge home runs was set at like 46 or something. Like people are expecting like 62 is insane.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
People, I feel like he's, if there's anyone that's a lock for 40 home runs, it should be Aaron Judge. But, I mean, you're banking on health again to me, because I think if he plays an entire season, an entire, like, 155 games or something like that, you know, I think that he'll for sure hit over 50. But I'm just not really willing to make the gamble again on him being healthy. This, like, last year was literally his only complete season. So... It just seems like a lot.
So I have a question. If somebody, hypothetically, just as a... And it's a stupid question, but if somebody hits 30 home runs year in and year out, they hit 12 less home runs than they usually do, which would be 18. We would view that as a massive, massive step back if they don't eclipse at least 20 home runs. And so if Aaron Judge hits 12 less home runs, still 50, is that a step back?
No. I just don't think...
Dude, I mean, it's a step back.
Number.
Yes.
12 less. But 50 home runs. That's still...
You can't say that it's not a step back. It literally is less than he hit before. So how could that not be a step back?
It also depends on his other stats.
I'm saying we have, best case scenario, we have one guy a season hitting 50 home runs. So a step back is still a step miles, 100 miles ahead of the next. Like,
Is it fair to say, too, that like Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball? Like, when he's on the field, he's... Like, that's the guy you want to face least, right? Of anybody in baseball.
I'd say Yordan Alvarez is up there, too. In my mind. Mike Trout, Yordan, Aaron Judge. All guys I would be terrified. I think Aaron Judge has one pitch, that wipeout backdoor slider, that he can't get to. And he's going to swing at it 9 times out of 10. If you watch the Yankees as much as I do, you know that that pitch, if the pitcher is able to execute it, that's his wipeout pitch, and he's not going to hit it. So there's a way, easy way to pitch around him. Not say easy, but there's a recipe for pitching around him. You got a guy like Trout and Yordan.
I still want to see.
Same idea.
Yeah. I still want to see Aaron Judge in a different stadium.
For stat Coors reasons? Field?
I still need to see that. Yeah, for stat, like, I just, the short porch.
So you don't think it's 62?
I just want to see.
So you're saying, hold on, Isaac, you're saying Aaron Judge doesn't have legitimate power? He's a phony.
Oh, fuck off. No, absolutely not saying that. I just want to see, because it's hard for me to say, is he the best hitter in baseball? Because he is a guy, like, absolutely the most intimidating guy in baseball, has endless amounts of power. I don't know. I'm dying. I apologize. Okay. Can we go to the NL?
We can go to the NL.
I don't want to finish my train of thought there.
I'm taking last year's NL home run king again this year. I'm taking Schwarb Daddy.
Schwarb Daddy.
That guy hits tanks. And I think that he has a great fit in Philly. They love him there. He has a lot of healthy seasons under his belt. And I think he's just going to accumulate home runs.
I think Schwarber is, because there's no Harper, there's no Hoskins, Castellanos isn't really Castellanos as he's been before. I think Schwarber is going to get pitched around a lot, and he's not going to get as many opportunities to hit big tanks. I like him as a player. I think he's got the potential to smash the ball 50 times out of the ballpark, but I think they're just going to pitch around him.
Okay. You hate my
Who's
pick,
your pick,
I
then?
I'm anti-Jacob's pick so far. mine is, I think, who you guys both picked last year. Mine's Matt Olson.
I think I picked him last year. I don't know if Isaac did.
I have no idea who I picked. I could have picked Matt Olson. I'm going to go with Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Plus 1,000 today is
plus 1,000?
Wow.
But yeah, those odds are pretty damn good. I'll take those all day.
Yeah, I mean, he's, like, if you're talking pure power, it's probably him. In him and Judge are, like, 1-2 in terms of raw power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest flaw for him is the park he plays in. Unlike Judge, his park works against him. So, didn't they move the fences in a little bit this year, though? I think they might have.
I don't know. There's like 10 different stadiums changing around their fences.
Yeah.
This year,
what? So. Okay. That's a topic for another episode. But it really seems like over the last couple of years, teams have really just like modified their ballparks to fit the hitters that they have. Like
their players.
Is anyone thinking this is kind of suspect or is this cool? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees built stadiums around certain guys. They built Yankee Stadium originally around Babe Ruth, didn't they? And then this year in Toronto was the Vladdy, is the Vladdy Diamond.
Yeah, the power created. Albums.
So, yeah. I kind of like how they're tailoring it. I don't know what the fuck Baltimore is doing. They're just making it harder for everybody.
They're just taking away we love runs, that, which people love, which is... It's weird.
Yeah.
The idea was that their pitchers are so bad that they needed to find a way to keep it in the ballpark. So they just literally moved the wall to a point that even Aaron Judge couldn't hit it out of.
Well, Aaron Judge doesn't go that way anyways.
What?
I mean, I think he goes a little bit of everywhere.
He doesn't go to left field. he just loves hitting that right field bomb, though.
Yes. All right.
But no one does anyone hit more opposite field bombs than Aaron Judge?
No one comes to mind.
I don't know.
I'd say someone who comes to mind, maybe not recently, but Giancarlo Stanton. He pulls the ball a lot, but I think he maybe tailors it to the short porch, but he smashes the ball the other way too.
Anyone that plays in Yankee Stadium that can hit a fly ball to right field has a chance of getting a home run.
DJ LeMahieu had a hell of a his first season there. He was hitting bombs
because he just kept poking.
That's where he doubled his career output.
Yeah. He's talk about a guy that's played in two favorable hitters' parks, Coors Field to Yankee Stadium. That's a good life choice if you ask me.
Coors Field's still a better fit for him because he's a
singles
guy.
All right, should we move on to Rookie of the Year?
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Should we start in the American League?
Yes.
Who wants to
I have two picks here, so I'll let you guys choose and then I'll take whoever doesn't get picked.
Alright, well I will go first, I guess. And we're going to Boston and doing Masataka Yoshida at plus 450 AL Rookie of the Year.
Also,
I took Seiya Suzuki.
Quick note, +450 is the current odds. When we actually originally like made our picks and stuff,
when we actually picked
+1,000. So,
okay, well, we'll take the +1,000 then. So, yeah, I took Seiya Suzuki the other year, and I was not pleasantly surprised. But I was very inspired with the WBC. In fact, I drafted every Japanese player I could. And yeah, Yoshida, obviously this isn't based on what he's done so far. He's looked decent. But Boston is banking a lot on him. They're expecting their whole offense to be platformed around him and Rafael Devers. So there's a lot of pressure on him, and if he succeeds, he's going to have a lot of attention. And big market, we still have to acknowledge that big market teams and players get a lot more attention when it comes to award voting. So Yoshida will definitely be my pick, and I think he should be more of a favorite.
He had a slash line in the Nippon Professional Baseball League of 327, 421, 539. He raked in Japan.
Mm.
So
no, I think
he was like a bona fide superstar over there.
I think him and Seiya Suzuki have similar situations where they're coming into a big market. I guess they're both outfielders, right? And they're coming off of coming into a team with low expectations on the year. Maybe Yoshida turns it around a little easier and adapts easier, and doesn't get injured. But Cubs last year, Red Sox this year, they're not really expected to make the playoffs. Their team isn't great. They're depending a lot on that guy. So maybe Yoshida has better luck. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I think generally it's a good strategy to pick a real baseball player, like a guy that it's not like a real rookie, you know? It's like
it's a cheating pick.
We did this was kind of the thing that happened with Randy. We had seen like a pretty big sample size, but yet he still qualified. You took him there. Like someone that has actually put their tools on display before, just people that are older that are qualified for Rookie of the Year. That's kind of proven to be a good strategy whenever you can.
But I do think it is contradicted by Japanese born players where most of them have come over and struggled to find their footing, right mm-hmm. away. And it took Ohtani a little bit to get his feet underneath him. So there's still that almost expectation that the Japanese born players come to the States and they struggle at the beginning of their career.
All right, Greg, you go ahead and pick your favorite Yankee to win Rookie of the Year.
So as much as I'm kind of changing on the fly here, I know we're a few games in, but initially I was thinking Volpe, Gunnar Henderson. I'm actually going to go with Josh Jung of the Rangers.
Really?
Young? Do you pronounce it Young?
It's
or Young.
It's Young. I've watched Josh a bunch Young. Of Rangers games this year, actually. Yeah.
He looks pretty good. I know it's cheating because the season's already started, but I do like the way he hits the ball. He mashed the one game. I've only seen him play one game, and he hit one out. I like the way he plays. Plays the hot corner for Texas. I'll mm-hmm. take a flyer on him.
Okay. Interesting. That's a fun flyer.
Josh Jung.
So
is no
one get Jacob, who are you going to pick here? Who are you going to pick?
Well, let's just say that Greg thought he took a flyer at +1600.
No one's picking Gunner?
No, fuck him. He's a bust. I'm telling you right now. Okay, that's going to age poorly.
But he's a clear favorite.
Yeah, Gunnar Henderson is the favorite right now. He's +325. Anthony Volpe is +400. And then Masataka Yoshida at 450. I'm going way down all the way to +4000. And I'm going to take an Oakland A? Nobody watches them,
my
right?
Boy!
I'm taking Esteury Ruiz because I think you guys... my pick was Masataka Yoshida, but because you've already picked him, I want to just take a crazy flyer. Because this is one of those things that's like, if I pick this and he wins, first of all, I'm a rich man. Second of all, I'm a genius. So I'm going to go ahead and take Esteury Ruiz. He had an awesome... an awesome minor league season previous year. He also had an awesome spring. which I know we don't often put a ton of stock into spring, but he had 17 RBIs in spring training, and he also had a couple home runs, stole a few bases. The speed is the thing here. If he gets on base enough, and currently he's getting on base at like a 326 clip or something like that, he can lead the league in steals.
Yeah, he wasn't stealing.
If he leads the American League in stolen bases, his speed is insane. If he leads the league in stolen bases, he's already put his name in the discussion for Rookie of the Year. And also, his defense is supposed to be elite. So if he wins a Gold Glove and steals the most bases at plus 4,000, why not? I'm taking a shot at Esteury Ruiz.
Just so people are clear, he stole like 80 bases in 100 games.
Yeah.
In the minor leagues. Like, he steals as many bases as fucking Ricky Henderson. Yeah. And he's playing in Ricky Henderson Field. I was on him. I drafted him. I was like telling Jacob, I was like, this guy's going to just steal every base. He's going to be Ricky Henderson. He's only stolen one so far. So, I love that pick, but his
off to a slow
kryptonite
start.
Is getting on base. His kryptonite is getting on base. If he can get on base, he needs to steal his bases. It's Oakland.
You got a clear path to playing time. It's Oakland.
It's a fun pick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not sending him down. He's there to stay. But no one picked Baby Jeter or Gunnar Henderson. No.
I'm not big on him, honestly. I haven't liked what I've seen so far.
I'm not
far.
Big on him.
Besides?
Yeah, but...
Besides J-Rod, do any favorites really win? Like, favorites for Cy Young's?
Randy Rosarena was a favorite the year before. Okay. For Rookie of the Year. I feel like Rookie of the Year is the most likely to have the favorite win, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if the guy that's like the most highly touted prospect, the most established baseball player, if they actually like stay on the field, I feel like most of the time they win it. So health is a big thing.
And you get a big start depending when you start your season too. If you're on the opening day roster, like but no, like, look at the names in the past, like, 15 years, 20 years that have won Rookie of the Year. There's household names there everywhere. So I do think that a lot of the... It's funny because it's either the favorite completely busts or the favorite wins. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming... Well, Jacob thinks Gunnar Henderson's going to be a complete bust. And I think he is one of those guys that has more bust potential because I don't think there is a... absolutely worldwide, this guy is going to be like the next Mike Trout type of deal.
Yeah, it's like they have to either be like a generational talent or an established player to get my vote, I think. Or just a complete shot in the dark. That's how I make my picks.
Okay, NL.
Yeah, National League.
Or are you still on talking about?
Who's up?
I guess I'll lead it off.
I have three picks this time, so I'll go last so that I don't pick someone that you guys pick.
Well, I banked my entire fantasy team off of him since last year. And that's Corbin Carroll. And his odds today, I think, were plus 300. I don't know what his odds were when we actually made our picks. But, I mean, it's Corbin Carroll. He's potentially 20 home runs, 30 stolen bases this year. That'll be enough. For Rookie of the Year, he's off to a pretty good start, and he's one of these guys that I do think is a generational talent, and I think he's a Julio of last year, of this year.
I agree. He's
I mentioned this to Isaac, Greg. I don't know if you've seen it, but I noticed that he has like the most let's just say spicy batting stance I've ever seen in my life. He has this, like, he basically makes it look like he's, like, moving his hips with, like, a hula hoop around it. It's a...
It's a Shakira video.
Yeah.
It's enticing.
I also, not to jump into it, but I also picked Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
There you go. So if you guys are running favorites here, I don't know if I... Does that mean that I should take a... there's like... I said this to Isaac before we got on this call.
No, Jacob, make your picks the way you want to make your picks. You don't always, we don't always have to have one flyer in each one. We have, you picked Ruiz as your AL MVP. I mean, sorry, not MVP, AL Rookie of the Year. Like, we don't need to have two guys that at the bottom of the, at the end of the year might not even be on a major league roster.
There's two guys that I really like. It's Jordan Walker and Miguel Vargas. And I'm kind of torn on who to take there. I think Vargas has the lower floor, or a higher floor, sorry. But Walker, I think, clearly has the higher ceiling. And I think that I'm going to take Miguel Vargas just because I do like to kind of lean sleeper a little bit. He's plus 1,000. He has shown elite plate discipline. I don't know if people noticed this, but he actually had this... when he came into spring training, he had shoulder surgery, I think, in the off season, and he wasn't allowed to swing a bat. And so he was going in he was taking at bats with standing there. Pitchers knew that he couldn't, he couldn't swing, and he was still leading spring training in walks. He's carried that. And then as soon as he was allowed to swing, he displayed power, and he also has the everyday second base job in Dodger Blue. I think that's kind of a big deal. And he's got power. He's got elite plate discipline. And I like him. And I got stock in him in fantasy as well. So I also like that. But Jordan Walker so far, from what I've seen as a hitter, looks like a big league hitter. And I don't know. So I like him as well. So that's another guy if you want to throw some money on. Don't sleep on Jordan Walker either, but I will pick Miguel Vargas.
Jordan Walker is the most...
I think he's not a flyer. I think he's a sleeper. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Jordan Walker is the most 30-year-old-looking 20-year-old I've ever seen play baseball.
Yeah.
He looks like a vet.
Yeah,
he does.
He does not play outfield like a vet.
That is his biggest flaw, I would say, so far. He's a third baseman by trait.
His arm is fucking wild.
Third baseman by trade, they're training him this year to become their everyday right fielder, and it has looked a little bit ugly out there so far, which is not the Cardinal way, that team that had like three outfielders win gold gloves last year. So we'll see how that plays out. I am a little worried that if he goes into a batting slump and his defense is still not there, he might get a demotion. So I'm going to take the high floor for Miguel Vargas.
Okay.
All right. Cy Young.
Where are we going here?
Yeah,
this is Cy Young.
Okay, I'm riding a high right now. I am hype on this guy. I'm just going to dive right into it. I also want to make sure that one of you guys doesn't say it first. Spencer Strider is my pick for National League MVP. Or not MVP, whoa, pause. Cy Young. And here's why. First of all, plus 1,000 when I bought in. He's now up to plus 900. Last year, absolutely dominated. 131 innings, and he got 202 strikeouts. 202 in 131 innings. That's a 13.8 strikeout per nine rate. Insane. He had a 2.67 ERA, a 0.995 whip, and a 1.83 FIP, means that he actually could have been better than he was last year. He's a Statcast darling. All of a whole lot of red on his Statcast page. I am super high on Spencer Strider, and I'm taking him. I think he's the ace, the leader of a Braves staff that is destined to win their division again. Spoiler alert. And that's my guy.
I think he's almost the too obvious pick. It seems like someone's holding out a diamond right in front of your eyes. All you have to do is take it, but then they pull it away and you miss.
Because it's too good to be true.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna live. I think he's gonna be great. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's gonna live up to the 220 Ks in 160 innings or somewhere along those lines.
It was 202 in 131.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. I also think it's unsustainable. So I did not pick Spencer Strider.
So who'd you pick?
I went digging through the dirt a little bit. I didn't take the diamond right in front of me. I'm actually going to take Aaron Nola. because I think the Phillies are going to make the playoffs, and I think if they make it, he's going to have an incredible season. So I'm taking Aaron Nola.
I feel like Aaron Nola is low-key the guy that disappoints every single year.
I do not like Aaron Nola. He is on my do not draft list for fantasy every year. So that, to me, is a wild flyer, Greg.
You know what? I like it. I picked him in 2021, I think. I think he's just the guy you pick every once in a while to win a Cy Young, and it may never come true. But I'm all for that pick.
Yeah, okay. Like I said.
Let's just see. Where is he at? His odds right now.
He's behind
plus
his
1100.
Yeah, I'll throw money down on him.
I think, yeah. I would probably lean more towards his teammate in Zach Wheeler, but I love this Aaron Nola pick.
For what it's worth, I had Zach Wheeler as like a potential second option. So a Phillies pitcher is winning the NL.
He's a Philly. He's a Philly fan and a Yankee fan. That's just the loudest of the bunch. mine's technically listed as the favorite, and I actually think he's a flyer this year for multiple reasons. That's because he won the Cy Young last year. He's the greatest pitcher of all time.
Okay.
He'll lead baseball in innings pitched, potentially probably quality starts, complete games, shutouts maybe, but I don't think the MLB is gonna pick a guy in a small market on a shitty team 2 years in a row. Like I was watching, he won the fucking Cy Young, Sandy Alcantara, if you haven't realized, but he won the fucking Cy Young last year, and a month ago he had 8 people watching him stream video games. Like, it's not like this guy is still getting all this attention thrown towards him. Yeah, he's just doing his thing. It's fantastic. But I like, for the reasons, like, he leads the league in innings. He gets enough strikeouts because he leads the league in innings. Quality starts. His ERA is fantastic. He's one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball. It's hard to ignore how amazing he is. And I think him losing Cy Young is only going to be because he plays in Miami and he won last year. But I do really hold this. I want him to go back-to-back and then back-to-back-to-back when he essentially goes to a better market next year. So from here on out, for the rest of his career, I'm probably going to pick him as the NL Cy Young. So okay. This year again.
There you go.
Sandy Alcantara.
All right, Isaac, you're starting to cut out a little bit. So you're starting to to worry me. So we should accelerate the pace here just in case we end up losing you. Who's your American League Cy Young pick?
It was Tristan McKenzie. It was. And then during his last spring training start, he got injured. I was super rooting for him. I think he's an immensely talented pitcher, but I had to deviate from that plan. I'm going with the potentially who needs to, someone has to step into the ace slot in Houston, and for me that's Framber Valdez. He was plus 1400 today. I think he absolutely has ace potential. He's in the big market. I wanted to counter the small market with the big market, potentially World Series winning team again. So Framber Valdez is going to take that next step forward, and he is going to win the Cy Young.
I like Luis Garcia better than Framber Valdez, but that's fine.
I would sooner go Christian Javier.
Ooh!
That's not my pick, but I
would.
What
a staff, eh?
Yeah.
It's crazy because they have 3 guys that could all, like, step up and become that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to think they had JV last year, too.
Yeah. Just absolute a wealth of riches. Greg, do you want me to go, or do you want to announce who you
pick?
Got? Do we have the same pick?
I sent you who I was going
to pick. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead, and then I'll make my pick.
Okay. I'm going to give an honorable mention to Gerrit Cole, just because being a Yankees fan, he has to have a good year or else we're screwed. My pick is actually going to be Kevin Gausman of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Let's go.
And he puts it together. I think Manoa maybe has a shaky year, and he's the guy that pushes them, pushes the ace potential, and pushes them maybe potentially into the top spot in the AL East. And yeah, Kevin Gausman.
Cool. I have some stats on Kevin Gausman, because I was also going to pick Kevin Gausman, but then Greg told me that he was going to, so I altered my pick. But last year, he led the American League in FIP with a 2.38. His 3.64 BABIP was also the highest for any qualified starter since the 1940s, which indicates he got extremely unlucky last year. Even with that said, he was still ninth in Cy Young voting and had a 3.35 ERA. Previous season with the Giants, he was sixth. He's been knocking on the door in the conversation for Cy Young. And, you know, he struck out 205 in 187 innings last year. He's been healthy for his career. I totally think that this is a year that he could actually win the Cy Young as well, especially if the Jays end up winning a division or something. So, I love the pick, Greg, but I also have a pick that I'm almost as excited about. So I will go that way. I will take Luis Castillo of the Mariners. I think he took a step forward last year and took his stuff up to another level. I think I saw how dominant he was firsthand when he destroyed the Jays in that wild card series game one. And it hurt my heart, but it also made me think this guy is a legit ace. So I'm a big believer in him. He's plus 1400 and I'm going to take him. Also, Greg taking Kevin Gausman plus 2000. You got to like those odds.
Ooh.
And
I love this. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I did put $20 on Kevin Gausman to win Cy Young, so let's hope it pays out.
What does that mean? You 2,000 if he wins?
I'd have to pull it up, but something like that.
Yeah,
that's I'm surprised no one went with Dylan Cease. I picked him last year. He was a runner up. That walks is the issue, but if he maintains a decent lead low number of walks, he leads the AL in strikeouts if he's healthy. So, and he's clear ace potential. He is likely to win a Cy Young at some point in his career. And last year was a big step forward. So that's why I'm surprised that we're not saying this is a year for Cease. And I almost went with Cease, but then I was like, I cannot do the exact same two people as I picked last season. So I was like, I gotta do somebody different in the AL. So I kind of went with like almost my third choice in a way, but I've just jumped on him. I have so much hope. So yeah, poor Dylan. Honorable mention to Dylan Cease, though.
All right, I love Cy Young. That's one of my favorite awards to pick. I don't know why, but I've always liked pitchers better than hitters. There's something about pitching.
There's more volatility.
Roy Halladay is like my favorite player ever. And, pitcher. There's something about pitchers. Even though I have never been a pitcher in my life, even when I played hardball. So I don't know what it is. I just like watching guys pitch. All right, MVP. The big one.
All right.
Do we start in the National League or the American League? What do you think is more exciting?
I'd say let's start in the National League.
Okay. I'll lead it off with mine. I'm going to take Nolan Arenado at plus 1,200. And my main reason for picking him is, first of all, his defense is incredible. Every single year, he's probably going to win a gold glove, if not a platinum glove, at third base. I know Manny Machado is like also great competition, but it's always Arenado for me. And I think that having that kind of year over year consistently can't be understated. That always puts him kind of in the conversation if he can have a good offensive year as well. Last year he finished second behind his teammate Paul Goldschmidt. I think Goldschmidt is more likely to regress than Nolan is from last season. So if Nolan can put together another year like he did last year, play elite defense, I think he can win it this year. So that's going to be my pick.
I will. And Greg, do you want to go next, actually?
Yeah, sure. I'll chime in. I think the obvious pick that who I didn't pick, but the obvious pick is Trey Turner. Like I said, last year I did pick him, and he is one of my favorite players in the entire league, but I did not pick him. I picked a guy also at a premium position, also plays the same position, is in the same division, just plays for the lesser of the New York teams. I picked Francisco Lindor. I think he had a shaky first year with the Mets. Last year, started getting a little better. I think he puts it all together this year.
Damn.
Yeah. Let's see where he's at. Okay. I have to scroll down. Plus 2,500 for Frankie. He had a good WBC. I kind of have liked what I've been seeing of him this year, too. Different body language, different vibe going into the season. I'm not sure I'm going to take him as an MVP. I don't think I would, but I definitely think he's going to have a big year, a bounce back year. His best, I think it's going to be his best season since he was in Cleveland. So
he's got the big market bias, too.
He's got the what, sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Big market bias.
The big market bias. Yeah,
that's true. People love that.
All right, Isaac.
Well, I'm going to take the leader of the best team in baseball. Now, he is my second favorite 30-30 guy. And the reason he's my second favorite is because he has health issues. Lots of health issues throughout his career. But I will never forget how hyped he was coming up. And if he puts it all together and stays healthy as well, we're finally waiting on the arrival, and well, not even the arrival. We know he's been here, but Ronald Acuna Jr. at plus 900. It's time. It's time for his MVP. It is absolutely time. This guy is one of the greatest players to grace baseball. I think this is finally the year. This is a year of Ronald Acuna Jr. Someone needs to lead Atlanta. This is the boy.
They have like 12 guys that could lead Atlanta.
This is the guy, okay? This is the fucking guy.
All right. I like
it. Speaking of the best player in baseball, the guy who gets hype as potentially the best player in baseball and people say he's a future Hall of Famer that I personally think maybe is a little overhyped and overrated, not to get too off topic, but that would be Juan Soto.
I agree. As soon as you started saying that, I feel like we were both thinking that we were like Jacob and I knew you were going to say Juan Soto for sure.
I believe the Ronnie hype.
Yeah,
believe the Ronnie hype.
Look up his up Juan's stats. Like he gets on base at an elite clip, but outside that, it's like, dude, he doesn't put up MVP numbers. I'm sorry to who doesn't want to hear that, but that's a fact.
I'm extremely hesitant to talk down on Juan
His
Soto,
tools are
because
amazing.
Juan Soto can be a Hall of Famer. He could be a Hall of Famer.
But people
and
talk about him like he
words,
is already,
but,
and that he's a lock.
Yeah, and he hasn't been. He has not been.
I think that's why
never been.
Could just
if
because
the Braves, you finish.
It just annoys me to the level that he gets talked about as like the surefire Hall of Famer, and I look at it and it's like he hasn't done it yet. You have to have had it. You have to have done.
We have to be hesitant here, okay? Like he can do it. He could do it this year. So maybe we should shut the fuck up about Juan Soto, and this becomes Voldemort. Like we never speak of Juan Soto, just because he can easily prove us wrong. If anybody is gonna prove us wrong, it's Juan Soto. So let's just never fucking speak his name again.
What if Acuna and Soto get swapped one for one? Who wins the deal? The Braves or the Padres? Think long term, think short term.
Acuna, because his deal is so much more favorable.
Money aside.
See, I think, yeah.
No, you can't put money aside.
That's a critical component of any longevity. I think the longevity of Juan Soto is there.
Yeah.
Potentially over Acuna.
He could end up being like a great DH in his elder years. I could see that.
That's a good point. Nelson Cruz 2.0.
I think they both lose. Why? Like that's just an NHL swap for me. This one that just doesn't make sense that they do all the time.
I just like more NHL hate from Isaac. All right,
yeah.
Let's move on.
This is my life.
The American League MVP, Isaac. I want you to lead it off in case you do get dropped from this call at some point.
Well, I thought I was going to lead off everything because of that, and then
well, let's fucking go then. Speak up.
Okay, well, it's fucking my hits leader. Not hits leader, my batting king. That's Yordan Alvarez. See, I had to have him win MVP because I was like, well, he has to lead in some category in order to win MVP over Mike Trout. if Mike Trout is going to lead the league in home runs. Somebody has to do something incredible to, if, because we know the MLB wants to give Mike Trout another MVP. So somebody has to do something incredible, and I have to pick somebody that is going to win another category.
What are his odds?
So Yordan Alvarez is my MVP at plus 1,000. It's Yordan Alvarez.
We already talked about him.
He's great.
If the batting average is there, you know the power is going to be there. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, I like it too. Jacob, you want to go next or me?
I have two guys on Houston.
Yeah, I'll go because I think, you know, we should have Greg close it out, the guest star. I'm just going to be super biased here, and I'm going to take Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at plus 1,400. I don't necessarily believe in this pick, but I really want him to win MVP. Every ounce of my moral fiber is just wants him to be that guy. And if the Jays are going to win the division, he has to be the leader of this team. So I'm going to take Vlad. And and I'll say this, Greg, just spoiler alert. Are you taking Shohei Ohtani?
I'm not.
Okay. I'll say this. I wanted Shohei, who's the favorite. I think if he stays healthy and pitches and hits, more often than not, they're going to want to give it him the MVP. But here's the thing. I do not believe that Shohei Ohtani is going to be an Angel at the end of the season. And I think that he's going to get traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. If he gets traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, that now makes him an AL and National League player, which basically makes it impossible to give him an MVP for one of those leagues. So no player that has ever won MVP, no player has ever won MVP in a year that they've been traded. I looked that up. So for that reason, I'm not taking Shohei Ohtani.
The MVP will not go to an Angel. I think if it goes to an Angel, it would be Ohtani, but I agree with everything you just said. I don't think it's going to be Mike Trout because I don't think he's going to break the 120 game mark as much as it says.
Because you hate Mike Trout. We get it.
I love Mike Trout. I was on the on the Trout wagon since he was big news. But I think I helped pull him out. So I don't think it's going to Shohei. I do think he's going to get traded. I do think it's going to be the Dodgers as well. Full agreement there. I want to, but I won't. I want to say that Wander Franco is going to be the AL MVP, but he's not. He's going to have an incredible year. It will not be Wander Franco. It's also not going to be Vladdy because there's too many good pieces around him. I think everyone's going to contribute fairly equally, that it's impossible to pick Vladdy as the guy in Toronto because everyone's going to do it. I'm going to the Cleveland Guardians.
Okay.
Yeah!
I'm picking Jose Ramirez.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Absolute stud. I think the Guardians are going to make the playoffs again. They're going to potentially win the AL Central. We'll get into that. But I think Jose Ramirez is the driving force of that team. I think he's going to steal way more bases than he ever has, given all the changes. I think he's going to hit bombs. He's going to hit for average. He plays fairly good defense. And he's going to hit in the middle of a playoff team's lineup. I think that just checks all the boxes.
I love it.
Greg, I have not loved you more than at this moment.
I'd have to give you a cheer for that, Greg.
For what it's worth, this is all but a lock. Everyone should go put money on it. Jose is listening right now, and I've picked the last two AL MVPs in a row. So this is the three-peat.
That's true. That's true. If there was ever a man to put stock into his word, it's Greg. So, Gregory, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you, and we look forward to recording our next episode with you, which is our division predictions. We actually might release that one first, so this is going to sound backwards in the outro. Follow us at Diamond Gems Podcast. Follow us at Shaped by Sports. Check us out on YouTube at our Shaped by Sports channel, and our website is shapedbysports.com. We love you. Thanks for joining us. Play some bets.